Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another episode of The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment world. My guest today is Boji Asar, who has just released her new CD titled Between Luck and Love. Welcome, Boji.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Before we talk about luck and love, obviously your name is not a common one in the U.S. I'm sure you're not from around here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and where you come from?
So that is not a familiar name anywhere I go, not even in Brazil where I'm from. So actually, Baji is a nickname that my mother put when I was like really a small baby, and that became my name forever. So, and it's interesting because I have Lebanese roots and also Italian and Portuguese. So that's where the Assad comes from. But I'm totally, Brazil is a very interesting country because it's a melting pot. And when you are born there, you feel yourself as Brazilian. I'm not, you know, it's like, it's different from America. When I come here, people really are attached to where they are from originally. So Brazilians have this other way of being. So I was born in a very musical family. I was lucky enough to have my brothers already playing the guitar when I was born. I am much younger than they are, and I'm speaking about Sergio and Eldair Assad. They are very well known in the guitar, the classical guitar world, international known. And I started playing myself when I was 14 years old. First of all, I would like to be a dancer because I didn't want to do anything with those guitars because there was too many guitars in the house. But that was in the DNA. I couldn't escape. And as soon as I picked up the guitar for the first time, it's now almost more than 20 years playing the guitar. And it's the passion of my life. It's my instrument. And I start singing later when I discovered I also have a voice that I could explore and do so many things with my voice. So in one point, when I started my career, was here in the United States with an album called Solo. And in that album, I got another nickname, which was One Woman Band, because I was doing a lot of multiple sounds simultaneously. And that nickname follows me up to today because I still do that kind of thing. So it's a little bit of me to you.
I'm impressed. where do you actually call home? Do you live in Brazil or do you live here in the U.S.?
Actually, I have been spending a lot of time since my daughter was born. She was born in 2007. I spent more time in Brazil, closer to my mother and things. So I've been living there in a town called Atibaia, outside of the big São Paulo. But I am a world citizen, so I live a lot inside an airplane, I can tell you that.
Right. And that gets really old.
Yes. Oh, my Lord. But we are making plans to stay more time in America. I wanted to establish more myself here because, as I told you, since the birth of my child, I spent more time in Brazil. And nowadays, you really have to be touring and playing concerts in order to have a healthy career. So it's what I'm intending to do in the U.S. as well.
Right. Between Luck and Love is an incredibly interesting CD, and you cover a great deal of ground. As a music reviewer, I love to be able to put musicians into little boxes. You know, I think the technical term is genres, but I'm baffled as to which genre to put you into. Where do you see your music?
Well, I think in Brazil it's a little easier because what I do there is Brazilian popular music. Even if I have other influences in the album, but as I told you, being Brazilian, we are very open for all kinds of genres combined, because it's the way the Brazilian music is too. So in the lack of, I would say, instead of world, I would say universal, but we can say world pop. World pop is a good new genre for you.
Yeah, that works for me. if my research is correct, you have something like 10 albums to your credit. Are they all in the same style as Between Luck and Love?
Well, my first albums were like the first one that I told you was called Solo. So it's was half instrumental, half singing. The second one was also in the same avenue as rhythms. The third one was a totally instrumental album devoting for the Brazilian work for guitar. And then from that on, I started doing more music as I do in Between Love and Luck. But always has this combination of styles because myself, I am like that, you know. I feel myself, I made a joke of myself saying that I love to have one foot on the grass and another in the asphalt. I feel too much connected with nature, but at the same point, I'm a metropolitan person. So I am that melting pot inside of myself. So the music is a reflection of that, you know. So it's kind of natural for me to deliver an album with that kind of lack of box to put it in.
I think we've teased the listeners enough. So I really would like to play a track. And I'm sure I'm going to murder the title of the track, Pega no Coco.
You did very good.
All right. Well, I'm practicing. Okay, so here it is, folks.
Despertador que incrivelmente toca, sem parar. a buzina do despertador que incrivelmente toca, toca sem parar. Sai da cama, toma teu banho, beija o filho e vai trabalhar.
Pretty track.
I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, I do like it. what is the song actually about? My native tongue is not your native tongue.
It's about the everyday work in this chaotic world where we have so many tasks to take care and also reconcile the pleasures and of personal duties, you know. So actually, it's coming. This is going to be the first video clip of the album, and I have my daughter as part of it, because even when even doing all of that, because I also take care of my career as a part of the management is in my hands too. I have my own label, and so it's a lot of taking care. But I'm also a mother. So how we do all of these tasks nowadays, but we do. And my daughter helps me to ground and find pleasure in all these tasks because she lights it up, you know. So that is why the song is also uplifting too, even if it's talking about this mechanical thing that you wake up, you work, you pay your bills, and you go to sleep and you wake up again.
the one thing that I won't say bothers me, but, you know, gives me some concern, is the U.S. audiences tend to like things in English. Do you think that this will appeal to the average American listener?
Well, that is why I also recorded some versions in English. This song that we heard, Pega no Coco, I didn't find a good translation for that, because Pega no Coco is an expression I invented and it makes no sense at all in English. So
right.
I chose five songs in the album that has its Portuguese version for the Brazilian release, which I already did last year. And I made five English versions so the American public could enjoy also that part of my work, you know.
Oh, I don't get me wrong. I think the song is just delightful, you know, even though I couldn't understand one word of it.
Yeah, music is international. The groove is there. And one thing amazing about music is you really feel what the song is about, you know. If you really recorded that song with emotion, who listened to this is going to feel that emotion. I will give you some short example. I just made a concert last year in Sweden. No, actually it was in Finland. And in the end of the concert came this person, a man, say, can you come and visit and say hi for my wife? And I was like, oh, okay. Like, in my head, couldn't she come here? In the end, I didn't go because I was trapped doing something else. And then he brought his wife, and she was a blind lady. And she didn't speak one word of Portuguese, five words in English, but she managed to tell me, this was the best concert I've been in my life. So I sang the whole thing in Portuguese. So the emotion was there, and she felt it. You know, she couldn't even see because my performance is very, I move a lot, and my body expresses itself a lot. And even this she couldn't see. So the whole she could do is to feel. So that tells me I'm in a good direction with my music, you know.
Oh, and I'm in total agreement with you. Now, obviously, you do a lot of touring. You do a lot of concerts. Right now, I'm off air. You told me you are in Chicago, I think. What are you going to be doing? While you're over here.
Well, right now I am here to release the album, and also me rehearsing with the musicians that will be touring with me in July. But I'll be back in Brazil pretty soon because I have a lot of work going on. Including I'll be part of the Cup of Confederations in Salvador now in June, which is coming up, Brazil World Cup. So I'm going to be part of that. Then I come in July, I come back here to tour U.S. I have 5 dates. And then I go back because in Brazil is happening now for the second year a week as a festival dedicated to my family, which is a very nice thing. It's called Assad Family Week. And August, I keep working there. And in September, I release this album, Between Love and Luck, in Europe. So I'll be going to do the same as me doing now here. I'll be doing in Europe as well.
Okay, you said you had some dates set for the U.S. in July.
Yeah.
Well, whereabouts are you going to be playing?
Yes, I'll be playing in a place called Cuamba Jazz Center. It's in Santa Cruz, California, on July 12th. Then I go to World Fest. It's a great festival in Grass Valley, also California. I've been there many years ago. Now I go with the band. Awesome place to hang out. It's 2 days I will be performing at that festival, 13th and 14th. And then I go to Austin, Texas, on the 20th. 21st of July, I'll be in Chicago in a place called Cine Winery. And in Austin, I'll be playing at the Austin Chamber Music Festival. And 21st in Chicago and 23rd in Dakota, Minneapolis. In a place called Dakota Jazz Club and Restaurant. So it's a jazz club. My brother just played there and said it's an awesome place too. So this is my coming back to America because for a while I don't perform here. As I told you, since the birth of my child, I was dedicating my time to, I put my foot on the brake, you know, to enjoy her, to enjoy my time with her. So now she's growing up and I can, my wings start to fly again. So it's a coming back to America. So I'm very happy with this moment.
Right. You mentioned your brother. I know that you come from a musical family. Who are your brothers?
Yes, Sergio and Odair Assad, these amazing guitar players. So pretty soon they're, like in 2 or 3 years, they are turning into 50 years of career. So they've been around forever. And they are well known in the whole world. Anywhere you go in the world and you mention their name in the guitar world, they cherish him. You know, it's amazing how much they are loved. And as I told you before, I'm lucky enough to be born in this family among these two monsters. And but more than that, I admire them as musicians. But we are really a very connected brothers and sister, you know. We love each other and we are there for each other. So we have a family concert that started a few years ago and keep next year actually we'll be touring America as a family. My brothers, myself, and their daughters, Clarice and Carolina. So I'm very happy to be part of this family.
And all of you play guitar?
Yeah, it's a disease.
It's a disease.
Well, it's a good one. You know, our parents, they were not professional musicians, but they were so good musicians, amateurs. Our father played mandolin. He is self-taught, so the music was inside of him. As my mom. My mom sings. Now she's 83, and she sings better than ever, so we tell she's like a good wine, older, better. And we were born in this family that the music is in the genes, you know. I make a joke saying that the meeting between Seu Jorge and Dona Ica only made musicians. We couldn't escape from them.
Did you learn from your brothers and, you know, self-taught, or did you go to school, take lessons?
Both. I learned a lot from my brothers, from my father. But I went to college. I didn't finish because I started traveling very young. And went on point, or I should finish my studies, or I would go to the world. And I went to the world. I didn't finish my studies. But my school was to keep playing and learning so much when you are out there. So that may be also why my music is so a mixing thing, because I've been in touch with so many different cultures since I was 18 years old. And I was always open for that. So I absorbed everything I could all the time.
Let's do something absolutely shameless and do a commercial. Where can people buy copies of the CD? And do you have a website or anything?
Of course. You go to www.badiassad.com. And in the front page of my website, you'll find a link to Basecamp where you can listen one music and download one music, one track for free. And you also can buy the CD digitally, or you can buy a copy. You can buy an autographed copy even if you like. So again, it's www.badiassad.com.
Okay. And I think on that note, it might be time to play another track. How would you feel if I played Catch?
I love that track.
Okay.
<Awesome.
laughs> Here it is.
Season of the sun.
Okay, this track is completely different from Pega no Coco.
Uh-huh.
All right, this track definitely has a jazz influence.
Yeah, and a little bit of reggae.
Right.
Disguised.
Right, but... there's some unusual instruments. What is the keyboard that you use on this track?
It's all... I have this musician called Márcio Arantes. He's one of the producers of the album. So he comes with all these different sounds from his keyboard, you know, all samplers. So this is the first work, actually, that I do that I have musicians playing with those sounds, with electronics, you know. I've never done that before. So I was dying to do something like that because it's also something I enjoy. So I invited these two musicians, actually, Márcio Arantes and Guilherme Castruppi, that was also a producer of the album, and Guilherme Castruppi is the percussionist that also comes with so many sounds. So these two guys are responsible for all the different sounds you find in the CD.
Right. And on a slightly different subject, you know, who are your musical influences? You know, who do you listen to on your iPod or whatever?
Well, I've been listening to so many different stuff towards my life, but nowadays I've been listening to a lot of Brazilian music done for kids. Because actually the only place where I have time to listen to music, it's like inside my car when I go from Atibaia to São Paulo. And actually a lot of those travels I have my daughter, so it's what I will listen to. But I love to listen to still like Ben Harper. I love his work. I'm still a big fan of Tori Amos and Bjork. They're always in my iPod. And some Brazilian musicians like Tulipa Ruiz from the New Generation. So Lenine is a great composer that I love to listen to what he does. Seu Jorge is another one. But I'm not sure if you are familiar with those names.
I can honestly say I'm not, but you know, that's my fault.
Well, too many people out there, too many musicians, too much music.
Do you listen at all to American music?
Well, being in Brazil, I have a tendency to listen more what's going on there. So when I am here, I have a tendency to listen more what's going on here. So, but lately, as I told you, as I'm living there, I'm listening to a lot of Brazilian things, you know. But if I have to pick it up with the musicians here, is those ones, Tori Amos. I love Norah Jones, Cassandra Wilson, Didi Bridgewater. And then I go to the past. I love to listen to Billie Holiday and Miles Davis and so on.
Okay, this probably is a bit premature, you know, seeing as you're just rolling your new CD out, and you're obviously very busy with that project. But what is next on your agenda?
Well, a project for kids. So actually, I'm going to start recording in August. When my daughter was born, I had such a moment of inspiration that in less than 2 years I composed more than 100 songs, including the songs that is in Between Love and Luck. All those songs I composed in that period. And also, because Sophia was the reason why I was composing so much, I wrote so many compositions for kids. And I'm going to come up with a project for kids with a musical performance with I'll play some theatrical things as well. So I use something that I've never done on stage. I'm dying to do it because I always did those classes of theater when I was young and I never put that in practice, and so now I am going to.
Actually, that opens up the question. Are you more happy performing live or in the studio where you can edit and fiddle with things?
Well, I wouldn't say that I am happier doing one thing than the other because I love to do both. They are so different processes. When you are live, you just lose yourself. I become something else. It's not Badiasad anymore, you know. It's an entity that goes there and becomes in this thing, this musician. So how more I lose myself, happier I am on the stage. And when you go to the studio, you have that opportunity to do this, but also you have opportunity to listen to what you've done, and then I will try something different, and you play with this. So it's another totally different process, which I also love to do. So I'm happy, doesn't matter how, you know?
No, that's a question that I ask many musicians. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And some people say, I hate the studio.
Yeah.
And some say, I love the stage.
Yeah, I love both. The studio is interesting because it's like you have this seed that you imagine which kind of flower it is. But when you plant a seed in the studio, it can become another thing than you originally thought, if you let that happen. You know, if you let the musicians that you invite to be part of the creative process, so it can lead to another plant that you haven't imagined in the first place. So that's what I like in studios, because we have time for that. And live concerts is that, it's just emotion. You know, you go, you deliver, you feel it, and you go back home.
And you can't make any mistakes.
And if you do, it's part of the thing. We are human beings, right? And actually, I challenge myself when the mistakes come, how to embrace it, because it's natural. How you embrace it. Sometimes the public could even notice because it's the way it is. And I don't let that affect me when I am on stage and I do a mistake. I laugh of it.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing you can do. You know, oops, that was the wrong chord.
Yeah, you know, we learned that because what is more important in a live concert for me is the emotion you deliver. And sometimes this emotion, like you are in another zone mentally, and your finger slips. Whoops, yeah, wasn't my intention, but it did. So, okay, I live with that.
Another question I love to ask people that compose, but mainly play the guitar, is, what instrument do you use to compose? And I find that probably 60-70% of the time, the answer is the guitar.
Yeah.
Piano. You know, people love to fiddle on the piano and then convert it to the guitar. Do you play with keyboards at all?
No, I don't. So I do everything on the guitar. I tried to play a little piano when I was a child, but as soon as I started the guitar, that's it. So I can sit there and play badly, and it's something, but it's not my instrument.
Right.
And also the guitar is so, it's so easy to carry around, so wherever you are, you have the guitar with you and you can play chords.
And presumably it's an acoustic guitar that you use.
Yeah, I do. I don't even have one electric. I've never played electric guitar. Shame on me. I should have one. Maybe someday. I am a finger style musician. Like, I pick the chords with my fingers. I don't play with the pick. It's a technique I should develop, because you can do other stuff. So I use my own hand for more like a flamenco kind of, when I have to do rasqueados and groove. But I destroy my nails, so I should start someday learn to play with the pick.
You mentioned flamenco. Was that the style that you first learned?
No. It's just it's a word we say also for the rasgueado kind of thing, because we don't have another, I don't know another name to put in there. But I never studied the flamenco guitar, because it's a total another world, you know. It's another technique, another way of thinking music, another rhythm. So it's very complex, which I love. But I never devoted my time to really learn flamenco music. But I use a little bit of the technique doing my own groove. You know, I steal a little bit from here and from there, and I do my own way of stuff.
Okay, we're just about flat out of time. So, you know, before the producer starts whining in my ear. Right. Yeah, I want to thank you for taking time to talk to me today.
It's my pleasure.
And I want to wish you every success with your new CD, and have a great tour of the U.S.
Thank you very much. And for your listeners that would also be friends of Badia Assad in the Facebook, I have a Facebook, Badia Assad Official US, which is full of interesting stuff. So you can go to the site and grab your free download and know more about Baji.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. You have a great day. And I'm sure at some point we'll talk again.
Thank you very much. It's going to be my pleasure.
Okay. Till next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.